not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Being a part of the Road Dog Nation, I have never felt more like part of a community.
This is the Road Dog Nation.
This is Southwest Kentucky, Erie, Texas. Hire truck all over Ohio, Alabama, driving coast to coast.
Drivers sharing their experience and talking all things trucking.
I had made some really close friends that I could go to and talk to.
The Road Dog Nation, a community of people with the same goal of keeping this country moving.
Road Dog Nation has helped immensely.
SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio.
I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel with an interstate weather update. Some winter weather advisories in the northeast. As you exit Buffalo along I-90, headed towards Syracuse, you will go from wintry weather to wet weather. But a little farther north, you're going to run into some heavy snow. That's where those advisories are. And also some rain as you travel on into parts of Maine. Now, areas along the coast and these interstates here in Virginia, 64. In North Carolina, we're looking at I-40 and then dropping down into South Carolina, I-26 and then also I-16 in Georgia. Again, right along the coast. That's where you're seeing some of the leftover rain. I-10, you're going to be, for the most part, clear. Around the Jacksonville area, we did see some showers and storms. Some of those showers and storms headed towards I-4, though, as you make your way a little farther south. And then, of course, we are seeing some snow at the bottom of the lake into Indiana, Illinois, and also some snow into the central part of Illinois. I-80, you'll run into some of the rain and snow exiting California on into Nevada. Jeff Eno with Custom Weather for Drivers, twice an hour on the Road Dog, SiriusXM 146, and on the SiriusXM app.
You're listening to Road Dog Trucking Radio's Women in Trucking Show on SiriusXM. Now, please welcome back your host and the CEO of the Women in Trucking Association, Ellen Voya.
Today we're talking about finances. If you made any New Year's resolutions to get your financial affairs in order, please call us. Share your story, 888-876-2336, 888-ROAD-DOG. I've got Ray Lucia. He's a certified financial planner. He had his own TV show. He's an author. Let's talk about, Ray, before the break, I asked you to talk about taxes and how can self-employed individuals save money on taxes? And I know that drivers are very creative. So what can they do to save money if they're self-employed?
Let me just clarify one thing. I'm a retired certified financial planner.
Retired.
Really haven't been in the industry for several years. I'm a U.S. health wealth advocate now. Wealth advocate meaning I'm advocating for people such as yourself and the women in trucking drivers all around the country who want to have an advocacy relationship with a firm that hopefully can help them as a sounding board on stuff like taxes. I mean, let's face it, it's going to be more than likely the number one expense of every one of your owner operators, and here's why. In the field of self-employment, you have a bunch of taxes that you have to worry about because you're not only the employee, you're also the employer. So therefore, you have this thing called the self-employment tax, which is essentially Social Security and Medicare. And out of every single dollar that you make, up to $137,700 this year, you will pay 15.3% of that gross amount of money in self-employment, Social Security, and Medicare taxes. It breaks down like this: 12.4% to the Social Security system, 2.9% for the Medicare system. I won't get into the weeds, but it even goes up from there if you make more money than that. So that's 15.3% of your self-employment income. That's a big number. Add to that your federal tax. And if you're in a state that charges a state tax, like I'm in California, the state tax can go up as high as 13%. You start Wow. adding it all up, and it's crazy high. So it's a big, huge expense. So obviously, we look for every single way to legally, and remember, you can't evade taxes. You can try to avoid them legally, but tax evasion, that's what they nailed Al Capone for. So you've got to be very careful here. You need a good accountant, CPA, enrolled agent to work with you. You need to have professional advice. Let me give you one tip that I thought of during the break, since you teased taxes. So during the break, I looked up the trucking industry and what it costs to keep your truck clean. In other words, if you got a car wash or a truck wash once a week, it could cost upwards of $100, close to that, if not more than that, when you start adding detailing. Well, let's say you have a 12-year-old son or daughter, and instead of going to the truck wash, you hired your son or your daughter to keep your truck clean. Why not? And you paid that, and let's just say you could justify, and again, you have to talk to your accountant about this, justify $500 a month. They do a detail once a month. Details can cost, as you well know, $250, $350. So you put the kid to work, and they've got to work legitimate hours. They can't just lollygag. It's got to be, you know, documented. But let's just say it's $500 a month. And you did that until the kid went off to college at age 18. So that's 6 years, $500 a month, $6,000. You put that money, or they put that money, you help them, obviously, set up a Roth IRA. So you got to deduct that. That comes right off the top of your income. No 15.3% Social Security costs or Medicare costs. The kids get to report that $6,000 as income. Now, here's what's neat. The kids get to earn as much as $12,000 this year and not pay a penny in taxes. And if they're under the age of 18 and you pay them through a sole proprietorship, there's no withholding, no taxes. You don't pay tax. The kids don't pay tax. The Roth IRA, in this example, doesn't pay tax. So at the end of 6 years, there's some $40,000 sitting in that Roth IRA. If it were invested at 8%, which is a little bit less than what the stock market has averaged. Now, you put this money away for the long term. Here's the trick of the trade. You have the kid leave it alone. If they never put another penny, Alan, into that Roth IRA, by the time they're 68 and about ready to retire, around, you know, my age group, they'll have $2 million of tax-free cash stashed away. So you got to save taxes and help your kid. Now, if the kid needs some of that money for college, remember, you can pull your principal out of a Roth tax-free anytime that you want. So it also works as a side cash account. It may not be in total a retirement account. If a kid needs extra money for education purposes, or if you want to help finance a wedding or something down the road, that money is there. It's accessible. But if you leave it alone, you made your kid a millionaire by the time they're ready to retire.
Wow. Wow. You know, the rule of eights, right? I mean, the money that you put in multiplies and multiplies and multiplies. And I think that people don't realize that over a long course of time, it really does make a huge difference.
Yeah, you take the number 72 and you divide into it what your expected rate of return would be. So if you're getting an 8% rate of return, 72 divided by 8, you come up with, you know, 9 years or whatever. And the rule of 72, the simple way to look at it is if you earned 10%, your money doubles every 7.2 years. So you pull out a calculator and you factor it that way. But this magic of compounding is pretty incredible. The key, however, is to not play with the money. And having been a financial advisor over the years and having made some of the mistakes myself, you know, sometimes you outsmart yourself. You think you're going to, you know, get rich with this new IPO, or you're going to buy some individual stock because you saw what's happened with Apple and Google and Facebook and all that stuff. And you think the next, you know, Facebook or MySpace comes out. Well, we know what happened to them. There aren't always winners. And so the best thing to do is broadly diversify, invest the money while you're younger, so that later on in life, and this is also key, you create passive income to replace your job income. And I can't emphasize this enough for owner-operators and self-employed. Get with a good financial advisor that understands passive income. In other words, money that works so that you don't have to.
Interesting. I'm going to take one more quick break, Ray, but when we come back, I want to give you a difficult one. Instead of talking about a 15 or 30 year mortgage comparison, let's talk about trucks. When someone wants to buy their first truck, I want you to tell them, should they save as much money for the down payment? Should they pay it off over 3 years, 5 years? So let's change it from a mortgage to a truck loan. And so think about that over the break. We want to hear from you, drivers, 888-876-2336, 888-ROAD-DOG. I've got Ray Lucia, and we're talking about finances. So give us a call. We want to hear from you.
The 2010s never end.
Wish we could turn back time.
With brand new decade-defining channels from SiriusXM. 2010s country hits.
Yeah, that's my kind of night.
Hip-hop hits. Hip-hop hits.
Bad and bougie. Bad.
Cooking up dope with a ooze. Hard rock or alternative hits. We live the hits of the 2010s with brand new channels only available on the SiriusXM app. Now included free for most subscribers. Just download it today and search 2010s.
Do you check your Google search results regularly? You should. People often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. Or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-997-9819. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-997-9819. That's 800-997-9819.